Welcome, teachers. This is a short tutorial on how we can inspire ourselves and our students through our practice and our teaching. One of the ways that I've found that's been so inspirational for me is to go a little bit deeper into the asana in terms of really accessing prana shakti so that we can become more aware of the inherent gifts of the body that are mentioned in this commentary on the Yoga Sutra in Sutra 246. Actually, it's the practice of the Yoga Sutra. Both of these books are inspirational. I would encourage you to look at them. Today, working with 246, we're going to look at the four gifts that are part of the wealth of being in a body. And these four gifts, the first one is rupa or beauty. And oftentimes we don't recognize the beauty of our own lives, our own bodies, and the way we create beauty around us. And what this practice is about is increasing prana shakti so that we increase the flow of beauty, of rupa, inside of us. The second gift that is mentioned is called lavanya, and it's tastefulness. Tastefulness comes when we create out of our own intelligence and awareness and longing the communities around us, the communities that support us, the way we develop relationships in family, in our neighborhoods, in the yoga community. The third gift that's recognized, and sometimes we've been forgetting about it, is vitality or virya. And that's really important right now, especially for our students who have perhaps been affected by world events that have caused us to become despondent or gloomy or grief-stricken or inert. We want to go back to really understanding that there's a depth of vitality in us, a depth of life in us that is meant to walk us through even difficult times. And I think if we can inspire our students to look within for that vitality, that we can increase it in each of us, but also in the world. We need greater vitality right now, greater resilience. And the fourth gift is called Vajra Samhananattva, and it translates as inner healing power. And often we forget that. We forget that right next to whatever it is, our grief, our loss, our loneliness, our emptiness, there's a river of healing power that can help us overcome any kind of despair or despondency. And it also wakes up the intelligence in us so that we know where to go or who to draw upon when we need support for healing. So these four gifts are inherent with a body. They come with this body. And oftentimes through our habits or our unknowingness, we begin to dull our relationship with these four gifts. We forget to look inside ourselves for the wealth that's already here. And that's what these practices today that we'll go through are really about, is waking up for ourselves and for our students the wealth that's already within us and being able to act in the world with these intact, with the flow moving through us so that we do recognize beauty, so that we do recognize tastefulness. We know when we're being resilient and strong. And we also know how to access our own healing. So join me. I'm just going to go through a few things that you can do. And it's not an entire class. You can do this. You can add any one of these things to your class and begin to restore the natural brilliance and radiance of being in a body to allow people to be more cheerful, even during difficult times. So let's start. And if you could do the practice with me and experience your own experience, then you'll be able to share it with your students in a much more real way, because you'll be sharing from your experience and not my teaching. So Let's start in cat-cow, table pose. And here, we've all done this before. What I'd like you to do is really use the practice of compression and expansion. So compression, you may have heard, it's the Sanskrit word akunchana. Expansion is prasarana. So we're going to add, it's just an abdominal squeeze. So we compress and then we expand. We compress and then we expand during cat-cow. So try it just a few times. You've done this. And as you exhale, you round the back and draw the tummy in from the sides as well as from the center, upper and lower. And then as you inhale, you expand the tummy. So do this a few times, just considering that you are clearing out pollution that have gotten into these flows of beauty, obstacles that have been thrown into the flows that have blocked or dammed the flows, so that we forget and we measure beauty from something outside of us rather than from the actual intelligence of beauty that's within us, or tastefulness, or vitality. So it's continue doing it. So you're just compressing and then expanding, akunchana, and then prasarana. And then we'll do it from side to side because you want to get in this area where you have on the right, my right, you have the liver and the colon and the intestines. And I want to stir up anything physical and then on the subtle level, stir up as well. Anything that's blocked my ability to be resilient, my ability to have a vitalness inside of me. And then I do the other side. So we'll start on the right, so your right, do the right three times. And I always start on my right because you have the ascending colon there. And then it moves up just below the liver. So we'll start. And for this, I spread my hands a little farther, spread my knees a little farther, go to the right, and then compress. This is, I'm compressing now as I exhale, come back to center, expand. Go to the right again. Do it 3 to 5 times on the right. So you really stir up anything that's become stagnant that wouldn't let you know the beauty of your own body, the beauty and gift of your own being. And then pause so your students will know, what does this feel like? You'll have to know what it feels like. Comparing the right and the left. And now do the left side. So on the left side, you have the stomach, and we've had a lot to stomach recently. Your students will have a lot that they've eaten energetically, emotionally, mentally, psychically, as well as physically, that may cause some sort of indigestion or pollution in the flows of tastefulness, or in the flows here particularly of vitality and also inner healing power. This is a wealth of a source of inner healing power. So we want those flows to go. So on the left side, it would be the same. You'd go to the left and then squeeze, come back to center, release. Go to the left, squeeze, come back to center, expand your ability. Because with and guiding these gifts is the intelligence that is the intelligence of consciousness itself. It's right here in the tissues of your being. So in Sutra 246 says, sthira sukham asanam. Asana is steady and stable and easy. It's because this is free. You're free here. And that's really what you want for yourself. But really that gift to wake up your students' freedom to know themselves, that's such a gift. As a teacher, you have that ability to dive deeper into the Yoga Sutras, to know more, and then to bring that into your classroom through the teaching of asana, through the teaching of breathing. So now come back to center and breathe into both sides and feel what it's like to begin to wake up. Then we'll do the same thing, but a little bit deeper, churning. So what we're doing is we're churning to undo anything that's blocked the flow of these gifts, blocked the flow of wealth in your own body. So we've done the abdominal area, and now what we want to do is go a little bit deeper into the pelvic abdominal area on the right side and on the left side. So we start again on the right side, but then we move over to the left and we churn right to left, churn right to left. So I'll show you what it looks like and I'll describe it as I'm doing it. And then I want you to experiment with it on your own. So I start in a table pose, but then as I move over to the right, like I did before, I'm going to scoot back towards my heel. And at the same time I scoot back, I draw up the pelvic floor and draw in the right side of my lower abdominal area. So you're using those deep transversus abdominis here, as well as the obliques. You're really pulling in. And then you pull up using the rectus abdominis, the vertical muscles. And then as you continue the movement over to the left, you're pulling in again the transversus on the left with the obliques. So it looks like this. I exhale, draw in right, draw in center, draw in left, release and expand. Go to the right again, draw in and up and in, and release. So do this maybe 4 or 5 times, going from right to left. You're just churning. And use the breath. Exhale to compress. Inhale to expand. Exhale, compress. Inhale, expand. And really work this area. This is where we hold a lot of the grief or loss or blame that then interferes with us developing a community based on kindness and love and acceptance. So we want to clear out what's in here. We have to churn. And after you've done this a few times, then rest and see what it's like. So again, your teaching comes from your experience, not what someone's told you. You use what someone teaches you to experience it yourself. Then through your own experience, you teach it. So gaining experience is the key. And I'm just showing you some ways that you could possibly do that. So now let's do the other direction. So I would start on the left, moving all the way back as far as is comfortable, compressing as I draw in internally and compress externally. Draw in the root, draw in the right side. Come up, exhale, compress, left, center, right, expand. And do this maybe 6 times or as many times as you did on the right. And then when you're finished again, rest either in child's pose or crocodile or seated. And see, what's your experience? Remembering the wealth of the body, the beauty, the tastefulness, the vitality, and the healing power. And then come back, and if you have either a cushion, you can fold like in half, or a block or a pillow, and place it now between the thighs. And we'll do this kind of table pose Agnisara with the engagement now of the inner thighs so that we're really grounded. So as you exhale, press the prop, whatever that is, and then slightly hug the tailbone, lift the pelvic floor, and draw the lower tummy in and the upper tummy, which means up and in, but also from the sides in. So you're compressing strongly now. And as you inhale, you're expanding. And do that just a few times, really pulling up away from the prop as you compress the prop and compress the whole pelvic abdominal area. And then relax. Now we want to really understand expansion as well as strengthening the body. We need the strength. If we're going to awaken the wealth that's in the body, we need the body to be strong in order to support that wealth that's coming up, that beauty that's coming up, that grace that is inherent in us. So one of the simplest ways is this pose that's often called bird dog. And we recognize it, you take the right leg back and the left arm forward. So this is expansion. This is what you would do on an inhale. And you're strengthening the back, both the buttocks and the upper back. And as you exhale, compress. And as you inhale, expand. And do this maybe half a dozen times with one leg moving back and the opposite arm moving forward. Don't think about reaching. We reach often for something outside of us. Think about expansion. What are you expanding inside that you want present in your life? And after you've done half a dozen times on one side, then switch and do half a dozen times on the other side. So now it's my left leg back and right arm forward, expanding, compressing, expanding what's inside of me. Compressing to get out anything that's blocked. And continue to your six times on this side. And then when you're finished, again, this is the important part as a teacher. This has to come from your experience. So what do you feel that's real for you right now? Do you feel more alive? Do you feel more grace flowing through your body? Is your heart beating a little bit faster? Come into downward dog, just as a way to come into standing. So pedal your feet, be strong through your arms. And then come up to standing in any way that works for you. Shake out the arms, roll the shoulders around. Now we're going to take what we did on the floor and begin to work it in a practice, which many of you know, called Agni Sara. And you can get more information on our website about Agni Sara if you're unfamiliar with that practice. But it's really, Agni is that light, that intelligence, that fire that's inside of us, that passion for life, that beauty that is life. And Sara is the essence of that. So it's really how we begin to see ourselves from a more essential point of view and how we bring that essence of ourselves into the tissues of our body. So separate your feet, rest forward. And it's very simple, same as what we did on the floor. Activate those inner thighs, engage the buttocks lightly, pick up the pelvic floor, draw the tummy in, lower tummy and upper tummy. And then as you inhale, release. And you're familiar with this. So what I'd like you to do, those of you that are familiar, soften your gaze or close your eyes. And now, rather than do the practice, see if you can experience what's real for you in the practice. And then release and come into standing. And again, just soften your gaze or close your eyes and see what's real for you. What do you experience now of prana shakti? That vitality, that life force that's within you. And that life force indicates that you have a greater flow of your own wealth. Whether you've been missing out on understanding your own beauty or your own tastefulness, the ability to extend that beauty into relationships, community, the world, whether that is vitality has been marginalized or set aside, and now you can bring it back to a greater vitality within, or that inner healing power, where you know that right next to that river of grief that you're feeling, or your students are feeling, or that river of sorrow or suffering or anger or even hatred, right next to those flows is the flow of healing, the antidote to our grief, our loss, our sorrow, our suffering of any sort. So as we do these very simple practices and experience what it is for us, we can inspire our students to experience a greater force of life inside of them. And whatever we can bring up in ourselves, that's our gift to the world. So let's take a seat for just a moment. So any of these practices that we did, when we awaken that ability to know the wealth that lives in our body, that is innate in the tissues, all the tissues of our body have this wealth. When we begin to awaken that, we can take that into any pose. We can take it into triangle or warrior pose or chair pose or anything and be more alive in each pose. And I think that will inspire us and our students to not get bored with the poses, not get bored with the rhetoric of doing the poses correctly, but really begin to understand what is stability in the body, what is comfort in the body. And as we awaken more of ourselves, we become more comfortable within ourselves. We become more stable in who we are. We gain confidence, not only in our teaching, but in our ability to live life more fully. And I think that can be really important. So just sit comfortably, soften your gaze or close your eyes, breathe diaphragmatically, and consider the possibility that you have to awaken a richness that is already yours, and then share through your teaching that ability to awaken the richness in your students, especially in times where it feels like we're not very rich, that we've moved into poverty in the way we think, in the way we act, in the way we live our lives. You, as a teacher, have the ability to reawaken for your students their connection to their own wealth. And then we can all share that with the world. So experience what it is inside of you. And then share that experience with your students. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you all again.